Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan's going through interesting times right now, like all teachers out there. She's doing, she was kind of the lead on teaching remotely at the end of the last semester, and now they're starting to rev back up, and they're going to be doing the remote teaching again, and so they're going through all of that setup, and it's, boy, it's a different world. It's frustrating in a lot of ways, and I, on the other hand, I think it's going to completely and permanently change some things about the way we do classes and the way we teach and the way we do things. Our online course that we did and have had a few years just fits right in with, you know, having to stay home and take a course. So if you haven't gotten into it yet with our course, I recommend you look into it. And the easiest way to do it, find the right show notes here, is to go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the red button right at the top of the page, and it'll tell you about my art that I do and my books and the online course, all that are for sale and go through the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, and are tax-free and tax-deductible. And that's the easiest way to find out about them. All my books are on specific subjects, but they're all about the using the natural organic program, whether it's about vegetables and fruit trees. The vegetable gardening book is that. And the tree book, the Texas bug book, is about insects and diseases, both beneficial insects and the pests, and how you identify them, how you treat. And good coast-to-coast and border-to-border, not just good for Texas. The Texas is in the name because back when we did those books originally, we were only dealing on the radio and in the column pretty much with Texas. Now we talk to people all across the country. And speaking of talking to people all across the country, we need to go back to Lapan, Texas, because Beverly had something else. What else can I do for you, Beverly?
Yeah, Howard, I have some very old Christmas cactuses I've had. Well, they're not as old as many, but they're a good 10 or 12 years old. My question is, you know, from time to time, they'll break, a piece will break off, and I've turned into this rooting thing. But my question is, do I ever cut them back when they get really long and leggy? What do you think?
It's just a cosmetic thing. I think they can get heavy and droop down and be as big as you want them to be. And, of course, as you know, those pieces that break off, you stick them in the soil and keep them moist, and they'll root and propagate. It's just a subjective call. If you don't like the way they look, cut them back and get some smaller plants started. As you have learned, I'm sure they're pretty easy to grow if you just don't overwater them.
Okay, yeah, I look at the two out on my shaded porch, and I can sure see I overwatered one of them. It's just, do you think on the overwatered one, it would help if I took it out of its pot and put some nice dry soil in there?
It probably wouldn't hurt, because a lot of times when you get the soil super saturated, it takes a long time for it to, you know, not be a problem again. So it might be a good idea.
Yeah, I don't want to lose it. Well, thank you. I think I may trim some of these longer bottom hangy droopy things off and just see if the weight, because it's just weighs too much. All right, well, that is really helpful, and I'll go back to the tree goop on my pecan trunk.
Okay, and one more thing on the Christmas cactus. Uh-huh. If you have kept them a little too wet, they probably would benefit from soaking some cornmeal in water and doing a cornmeal, a whole ground cornmeal drench, because if they've been too wet, they're going to have some disease.
Should I drench them when I unpot it?
Yeah, wait till you repot it and then put the cornmeal juice into the new situation, so you set up a good biological activity situation from the get-go.
So I'm soaking the cornmeal, the whole cornmeal, in some water, and then I'm using the water to water it with.
Right, right. You can use the solids also, but the juice is better because it gets all down through the entire profile of the soil and is wonderful for stimulating a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma, and that helps to kill the pathogens off.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I can see what I did. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Christmas cactus, yeah, pretty easy to grow. A lot of people think you have to do all the silly things about keeping a certain number of dark hours and light and all that. You don't. You just need to keep the Christmas cactus in a very bright place. It doesn't like a whole lot of direct sunlight, but just a real bright place. And water it reasonably, like we were talking about, water it really thoroughly, and then wait as long as you can before you water it again. And you know you've waited too long if the Christmas cactus, the leaves get a little, they look like they're sucking in a little bit. They'll change their look just a little bit. You've waited too long. You don't want them to start to get into stress like that. It'll also kick the flowers off if you wait too long. But you can do more damage to them by watering too much too often, keeping the soil constantly sopping wet. Let's see. Well, let me get back to the phones. Jump in here. There's an open line for you right now, too, if you want to call at 866-444-3478. Jim is calling from Rockwall, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Howard. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Number one, I wanted to comment on your article about brown grass and cornmeal. I've tried to get my grass green again for the last 3 years, and up until I use this cornmeal, according to your article, I've got one of the best yards in the neighborhood now.
Well, that's good.
And I wanted to thank you for that. Question, if you have two crepe myrtles side by side, what makes one bloom 6 weeks after the other?
It's just the genetics. I'll give you an example, another tree. My ginkgo, I've got the fastest growing ginkgo probably in the history of ginkgos, I guess, at our house. And my ginkgo turns its fall color a full 2 weeks behind every other ginkgo in Dallas. And you can drive around and look at crepe myrtles, you know, until you go cross-eyed, and you're going to see everything in the world as far as the size of the flower, not just the colors of the flower, but the size of the flower, when the flowers first come on the plant and when they fade away. And it can be on trees that are exactly the same variety. It just varies sometimes. Now, the ones that are the same variety are going to tend to bloom and, you know, do their thing all at the same time. But if you bought two trees from a nursery and they thought they were one thing and they maybe were another variety, which can happen easily, well, they may flower every year at a completely different time. And one of them may flower heavily and one of them may not flower much at all. That's just genetics. Now, if the plant has the ability to flower and it isn't flowering, what you want to do there is you want to put Garrett juice into the spray program and also drench the root zone. Nothing will help you bring a plant into flower better than the Garrett juice formula.
Is that G-A-R-R-E-T-T?
That's it.
Okay. Now, one more question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I have, when I mowed my yard this year, I have not bagged the grass.
Good.
And I'm wondering, in one of your articles the other day, well, actually, when should I dethatch the yard after a whole summer of mulching?
Well, if you're using the organic program, which it sounds like you are, Jim, you never, ever will have to dethatch.
really.
Yeah, one of the great things about the organic program, I wrote in the column I just turned in that I think the thing I get the most thanks for of any recommendation I've ever made is telling guys like you, Jim, to get rid of the grass catcher and start leaving the clippings on the ground. It just makes mowing so much easier and almost a pleasurable kind of thing. And if you do that and use organic fertilizers, you're stimulating biological activity in the soil to a degree that it eats the mulch away. You never have a thatch problem, ever.
Okay. Well, look, I really appreciate your article. It's very, very entertaining and educational.
Well, I appreciate your reading, Jim.
I apologize for the birds. Oh, chirping so loud.
I gotta put you on hold. I got to run.
Deer Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433. Or ulrichbarnes.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got maybe two winners of the mystery photo contest this week. Again, that happens from time to time. Somebody sent in an email. It looks like it was almost the exact time that the winner that called on the show called in. So, well, we might have two again, which is fine. You win the online course and a prize from Espoma liquid fertilizer. And it's a fun thing that we do every week. We have a mystery photo of an insect or a plant or something. It was the cicada killer, really fascinating big old wasp that a lot of people are afraid of. Flies around, tries to be real intimidating and scary, keeping you away from its underground nest. But I've really never talked to anyone who's been stung by one of them. So it's not a dangerous wasp at all. Let's see who's next up. David, I believe, West Plains, Missouri. Hey, David.
Hello. Hello. Are there any summer flowering bushes that do not attract Japanese beetles?
Well, the Japanese beetle might attack any kind of a plant. They normally go after things that are creating some kind of a fruit. But under the organic program, if you're not using it, you need to switch over. You're going to have a healthier plant, and the beetles are going to be bothering other people's plants more than yours. I don't know any that are actually, specifically immune to the Japanese beetle. I think they'll attack pretty much anything, but they tend to kind of like the green June bug that we have. We don't have the Japanese beetle as much as the green June bug, but they tend to like plants that have some kind of fruit that's a little past being really ripe as their number one target.
Do they actually kill plants, or are they just a pest?
They're just a nuisance. If you don't control them somehow and spinosad, one of the spinosad products, or the Pure Grow Bug Stop would be the two products I'd recommend that you try. If you don't cut down their feeding, if they eat the foliage off of the plant too much, that will stress the plant, and yeah, the plant could start to go downhill. But it's just a messy look, and something you don't want. So try a spinosad product or the product called Pure Grow Bug Stop.
Yeah, I don't know where to buy that around here.
Well, you can buy it online if you don't have it there. And if you tell your garden centers about our website, dirtdoctor.com, they can contact us through the website, and we can line them up with distributors that sell that. And if they sell any kind of organic products, we put their name on our website, you know, for people to know where to buy organic products. And if they put in an entire line of things that we recommend, so they have the whole program, they become part of the Dirt Doctor Destination program. So you might just tell your local nursery or feed store, wherever you shop, that that's an opportunity they may want to look into.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Cleveland, Texas. Talk to Flora. Hey, Flora.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I know you're doing good. My question is about my herb garden. My oregano is probably 3 by 4 feet wide and tall, and the top part, the top few feet of it is flowering, and down below, 3 or 4 inches from the ground, you can see that there's nice, fresh, soft oregano growing. And I've never trimmed it, and my sage is doing the same thing, and I was wondering what you recommend as far as, I don't know how far down to cut it and when to cut it down.
Well, it's a little bit of a subjective call, and it's a little bit of a what's the best maintenance for the oregano. First of all, is it Greek oregano, or do you know?
I don't even know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Greek oregano tends to be a little lower growing, so maybe another one of the oreganos. You could cut the top off and cut it down by about halfway, use the part that you cut off, and it would probably come back like gangbusters and not having trouble at all. On the other hand, oregano, especially Greek oregano, is pretty tough, and you can cut it down if you need to all the way down. But like I say, it tends to be a little lower growing, so it may not be Greek oregano. I use Greek oregano, for example, as a landscape ground cover sometimes. I think it's more of a cosmetic deal. If you don't mind the height of it, and if it's blooming, I'd go ahead and leave it there. And when it starts to just get really floppy and the flowers start dying away, cut it back at that point to tidy it up, and it'll fill back out as the weather cools, and I think give you a nice look at a lower height going into the fall.
Okay, is there any best time of the year to cut herbs down?
No, it depends on what the plant is. The ones that are really aggressive and grow in the heat and all, you can cut them back as hard as you want to, you know, in any time that you want to, hotter the better. The ones that tend to be more cool season, it'd be better to do it a little more gently during the growing season and do most of your heavier cutting after it's cooled off.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Birds are chasing me out. Let me take this break, and then we'll come back. And the telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the herbs I've got growing like crazy, like I mentioned earlier in the show, is Hoja Santa. And I'll talk about it and a couple of other herb things when I get back right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Righty, Howard back with you. Let's go to Arlington, Texas, and talk to Betty. Hello, Betty.
Good morning. Howard, I have a house full of mosquitoes.
You know, we have them coming in a little bit right now, too, and they're the little bitty ones. They're not the big old tiger mosquitoes. They're the small ones. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. I don't know. Some of them are big, but most of them, you're right. They're smaller, and they're harder to catch to kill.
Well, inside, I think the orange oil, Mary Rose and I have been talking about using orange oil. She's been using them for ants. Using it for ants are really good for that, and I would say inside I'd use one of two things, either the orange oil. It repels and it kills if it hits them. And the other one would be that Pure Grow Bug Stop. You know, it's a cinnamon and clove product, and it would work really well for that, too. I think you'd get a little repelling quality as well as killing them also. I might clean with the orange oil and water and spray the Pure Grow Bug Stop.
Okay, that's a good idea because they're not as bad as they were, excuse me, at first, but we still got them. We still cover up with a sheet, even head at night.
Wow. Well, we have them, but we don't have mosquito pressure quite as bad this year as before. The only thing I've done different is that I put out two boxes, which means there's two of the devices in each box in our backyard of the mosquito eradicator that we've talked about on the air a couple of times. It's a tube that has a yeast formulation of some kind in it. You put hot water in it, and it activates it, and you hang it around. And I need to put up more, I think, but I have one of the mosquito traps back by in the dog run area. And what it is a 5-gallon bucket of water that has some leaves and debris in it, so it's gone, rancid, and it's an attractant for mosquitoes. And they come to it, but I trick them because I throw a little BTI in it and every few weeks. And I was looking at it yesterday. I hadn't done it in several weeks. I was thinking about I needed to redo the BTI. And when you look at water that has mosquito larvae in it, you can see those wigglers, really wiggling and swimming around. And there's none in there at all. So it's keeping them dead as a doornail there. So that combination of things seems to be working for us pretty well. But they are getting in the house some. When you leave the door open at all, they tend to come in. So using what we talked about would be a good idea.
They keep waiting for you at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes. But listen, let me ask you another question if you have time.
Sure.
I have a little herb garden on the other side of my garage. And it's not a very big space. It's just, as long as the garage. But anyway, I've always planted garlic there. Mm-hmm. And always just got, little tiny bulbs of garlic. Well, I don't know what kind I got this last time and planted. But it has a huge stalk. And it has the beautiful seed heads on it. And I wanted to know, do I need to take those seed heads and put them in a box so I can save the seed? Or have they already opened and gone everywhere?
Well, sometimes on the flowers of garlic, you have seed and sometimes you don't. And if you look at the seed head, and you could find out pretty easily, put a white dish under it and kind of bang it a little bit. And if there's any seed, there'll be little black seed and they'll come out of that flower head. And if they are, you need to save those. Those are what you plant to get more plants coming. But if you don't see any at all come out of the flower head, don't be terribly surprised because sometimes they don't produce seed.
Well, I'll be done. Well, anyway, I was so happy to have those big seed heads. Whatever I get out.
Well, hopefully, there'll be some seed in there, and they'll be viable if there's any seed there.
Oh, appreciate you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Let me tell you real quickly about the Ulrich storage sheds and garages and finished cabins. If you're with all this COVID-19 causing us to work from home more and causing our life situation to change some, and you need to expand, or you need a home office, or you need to, have a better place to do your art like I do, take a look at their storage sheds. Really, really cool, high-quality stuff. You can call them. You can go online to myperfectshed.com. That's a new website, apparently. That's easier to remember. MyPerfectShed.com, or give them a call to get some information from them at 520-GET-SHED. Extremely high quality. I'm very impressed with their stuff, so take a look at it. Back to the phone. Oh, I promised one thing before we go back to the phones. My Ohasanta, which is a herb that has great, big, huge leaves. It's a beautiful perennial for a shady situation. Can grow in pretty good sun as well, but mine's under the shade of the big ginkgo tree, and they're starting to flower right now. And it's one of those herbs that has a kind of an interesting use, and that is you can take meat of any kind if you're a meat eater, or you can use some other kind of mixture of vegetables, garlic, and things like that, and put them in an Ohasanta leaf, roll it like a tortilla, like an enchilada, and bake it, and that flavor from the Ohasanta is just fantastic. People, including me, will tell you not to eat a whole lot of it, but using it as a wrapper to give flavor to some kind of a dish is a great way to use. Hoja Santa, it's H-O-J-A-S-A-N-T-A, and it's covered in the most detail in my book called The Texas Herb Book. Also, on cutting back stuff, we got a question about that. Lemon mint is a herb that you can cut back as hard as you want to anytime. It almost becomes invasive. It's so easy to grow. Lemon verbena, be a little more delicate with it. Cut back the tip growth, and by doing that, you can get it to have more lateral growth, which would be good. My almond verbena, and I count them in the herb category because of the incredible fragrance that they have. That's really the only use that I know for it. But the almond verbena, if you have it, it tends to send out real fast shoots and can get a little gangly if you don't do a little pick pruning, tip pruning back, and keep it under control. And right now is the time to do that. In fact, that's what I'm doing a lot in my a garden, both at the office and at home. And then if your creeping thyme or your regular thyme gets a little floppy or needs to be trimmed back, it's tough as nails. I just don't overwater it and trim it back whenever it needs to be done. Let's go to Montana. Hang on, Tim. I've got to get one more because they've been waiting so long in before you. Joe in Mountain Home, Arkansas will be first, then Tim. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Howard. Yeah, just a quick call. I know you have honey in your tea every morning. Do you know anything to deter bears from attacking our beehives? We've been here a few years, and the other night, about 3-4 days ago, he just went in there and just tore up one of our beehives and just
to get to the honey. That gun.
Yes, and the brood and everything. Yeah. And I mean, we saw where he left our property. We have a field fencing around our place. I know you talk about deterrent for gophers and things like that. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about a bear deterrent of
something. I don't personally, but I tell you what I would recommend that you do. Look at the product line called Scram. They do that's what you were probably referring to. They do a gopher scram and a rabbit scram and a this scram and a that scram. And they probably don't have a specific bear product, but if you talk to those people, they may be able to give you some advice because they really are smart about coming up with something that doesn't just smell bad, but it puts a fear into the animal.
That's what you want, because now he has the taste of that honey. And I know people around here says, well, you're going to have to watch out. He's going to keep coming back, and he's going to want to. Yeah, that's true. And okay.
Talk to those people, and then you might just try some of the repellents that we deal with all the time and see if anything works. Things like real strong garlic pepper tea or an orange oil or something that's just a fragrance that's really different than they're used to, you know, and you may get some benefit out of it. Try that and try talking to the Scram company and keep me posted, because that is the first time I've ever been asked how to keep bears out of honey combs.
Well, can I just mention one other thing real quick? I know you got to talk to other people. Since I talked to you about, I had that last year, I called you about septoria. I've had it all the time, every spring, midsummer, and wrecked my tomato plants. And the extension office here gave me all kind of bad products to use. I didn't want to use them. Since I've been using the cornmeal and the molasses, the dried molasses, the ground when I put it in with our compost. Uh-huh. I haven't had none this year, and our tomatoes are the best and biggest ever. I've canned twice now, and I've probably got like 30 quarts of tomatoes.
Okay, great. Way to go.
Yeah,
all right.
I got rid of that septoria. I'll tell you. Great.
Well, thanks for keeping us posted. Appreciate
it.
Thank you, Joe. And as promised, we'll get Tim on here now from Montana. Tim, what can I do for you?
Well, as to your gentleman's last caller, try a solar-powered electric fence around the hives.
Solar-powered electric fence, okay.
Yeah. A couple strands high, and we got a lot of bears out here.
Yeah, when they wander up and bump into it one time, that'll end the problem in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Good point.
My question is, and how are you today, Howard?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling, Tom.
I want to build a greenhouse. Okay. And as from Montana, our growing season is relatively short.
Yeah.
90 degrees here today, but our growing season is really short. So in order to get a head start on the growing season, I want to build a greenhouse. Plastic doesn't work real well out here just because of the cold in the winter and all. I've got access to old sliding glass doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the panels out of them. To build them out of that, they're low energy. They're not low energy. They're older doors. Replaced, you know, somebody's had the doors replaced.
Let me tell you something real quick, and I got to run. Look into building the thing partly underground, and I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll be back.
Okay.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the organic manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the organic manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We chatted about greenhouses a little bit off the air because it's gotten so jammed up here. The bottom line for everybody, I said it pretty fast when I was still on the air, if you do, especially if you're doing greenhouses in a cold climate anywhere, if you can figure out how to countersink especially the north side of the greenhouse into the ground, you'll be very surprised how much energy it'll save you and how much more productive you can be in the greenhouse. There are some pretty good books and pretty good information online about all that kind of thing, too, that should be able to help you as well. Here's Lonnie in Delaware. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi. I have a question about, I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm going to call it a vine, but there's thorns, like every inch all the way up and down. And what this does, it wraps its way around my bushes, and it also wraps inside my bushes. It gets all over the place. And I had someone last year pull them all out by the roots, but darn, they didn't come back again this year. So I'm just wondering what it is and what I can do about it. I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay. Well, I'm not positive what it is, but it may be a vine that we have here in our part of the world, too, called Smilax. It has vines on it. It has thorns on it, and it grows from a great big underground tuber. And the way to control it is to follow the vine down to the ground and dig down in the soil and see if there is that tuber there. Because if there is, about the only thing that will totally stop it is, well, one of two things. Dig that tuber out of the ground, chop it up, and throw it in the compost pile. It's very beneficial, full of nutrients and things like that for the compost pile. The other thing you can do for that vine or poison ivy or poison oak or any kind of a bad vine that you have is cut it all the way to the ground, remove it one final time, and then as it tries to regrow, you spot spray that new tender foliage as it first tries to start growing with one of the organic herbicides the strong vinegars, the fatty acid products like BioSafe, or the essential oil product like the Pure Grow Weed Crush. And you got to be real consistent with it. Spray it as it continues to try to regrow, and it'll finally use up its stored energy. But if it is Smilax or anything similar, there's a cat's claw vine that also has an underground storage tuber like that. And if you have a vine that has that, you got to just dig down in the ground and dig it up and chop it up and throw it in the compost pile.
Okay. And what was the vinegar solution that you said?
Well, my vinegar formula, and it's in my books and on the website if people miss this, is 10% vinegar, 10% pickling vinegar, and an ounce of orange oil added to it, and just a dash of soap. And you don't dilute the vinegar at all other than with those other ingredients. The commercial product that's just the strongest vinegar that's EPA labeled and registered as a organic herbicide is actually a 20% vinegar, and it will, it's even stronger. Either one of those will be fine. Use my formula from the website or the 20% commercial product. Let me run and help some other people. I think that'll take care of that problem. Gail in Dallas is next up. Hey, Gail.
Hey, good morning, Howard. To be quick, I've lived 30 years, been organic in a 150-year-old farmhouse, and there's parts of my yard that have been very compacted. I suspected maybe cars were parked on it.
Yep,
and,
I bet.
I've got sandy loam. I've found out through digging that there's pieces of asphalt down in there. I've used lava sand, molasses, zeolite, and organic compost that I get from all the tree trimmings and everything there. What's my key? Just more of the same?
More of the same, but also add one additional thing, and that is hydrogen peroxide. Yeah, get it. You can buy it 27% at the stores that sell swimming pool chemicals. And if you buy it at that strong concentration, you can use it at 1 ounce per gallon of water and drench the area real thoroughly with the hydrogen peroxide. If you want to just get the 3% stuff from one of the big box stores, just mix it 50-50 with water and drench it into the soil. The only other thing you might run into is what's called a hard pan created from plowing at a certain depth, over the decades. And if you have that, you need to penetrate it with an auger, bore through it, and also still use the hydrogen peroxide, and you can soften up that land without any problem.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Jimmy, real quickly, what's the problem with the yellow sestrum?
I can't hear you.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll try to talk to you off the air. He's got a problem with yellow sestrum of some kind. I've enjoyed being with you. Fast-moving show, as always. Thanks for the calls and the suggestions on a couple of things. And we appreciate it. If you have a question during the week, just go to dirtdoctor.com. The homepage of dirtdoctor.com is where you can find everything. How to sign up for the newsletter, how to join the Organic Club of America, my art, my books, the online course, all that stuff. And if you have a question, send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. The members get first priority there. And I will hope to see you next week. Stay safe out there and stay organic.